Morning. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2. Let's read from verse 9. Okay, Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and on. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. And in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority. And in him you are also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us and which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. And when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. Amen. Amen. This week, I'm going to be talking a little bit, kind of leaning into Sunday about the power that the believer has over the enemy, you know. And we see here in Colossians, as Paul is writing to us, you know, he's telling us that the cross was the ultimate victory over the enemy. And it says here, you know, at the end of what we read in verse 14. It says, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us and which was hostile to us, he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. And when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. Right? So what was usurped and given over to the devil in the Garden of Eden, right? Jesus took back at Golgotha, and he, you know, the word he says is he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them. We see this triumph kind of complete in Matthew. If you remember Matthew chapter 4, you know, the devil looked at Jesus and says, look, all these things, I have authority over all this stuff. I'll give you all of these things if you just simply bow down and worship me. Notice Jesus didn't start debating you know, the devil and say, no, that's not true. You don't have all these things. No, he didn't debate him. He agreed. And he said, no, you should worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And so he recognized that the enemy has authority over all these things, the kingdoms, the world, and whatnot. But at the cross, right, there was a transfer of power that took place. And if you look at Matthew 28, the last words that he offers to the disciples as he goes, in Matthew 28, this is the Great Commission. And listen very carefully to the words in verse 18. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Right? And so we see the completeness, you know, of what happens here. He makes it very clear, because obviously we know that, you know, the Lord reigns in heaven. So in the Lord's Prayer, we say, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we understand that. But now Jesus makes a declaration, and he says, look, you know, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Right? And so Jesus is here. He's making a statement about his power and the authority that's been granted to him, the authority that was given to him through the cross, right? Through the resurrection power of the Spirit of God as he resurrects him. And now, if you can look at it on a spiritual level, right, we can see that the devil had domain, the enemy, you know, had a right. You know, it was his world, it was his to do with. And then at the cross, what happened, there was a transfer of power that took place. And now Jesus Christ has all the authority. Then you might say, well, why is there still sin and, you know, and all these things? The best way that I can illustrate that for you is actually using World War II. You know, in World War II, there was, I think that's it's a good analogy for us to understand this. In World War II, there was I forget which one came first. One of you guys help me out. There was a V-Day and a D-Day. I think D-Day was June of 1944 or whatnot. And this is when the Allied troops stormed into Normandy. And pretty much all the historians say the war was over, basically. You know, but there was a two-year period from D-Day to V-Day where they actually signed the treaty, that the Germans actually surrendered. And so during that space of time is likened unto the time that we have right now. You know, it's the authority, the victory has been declared, right? But there's still now the cleaning up period. You know, this is a period for the troops, you know, to round up, to make the final assault, do all these kind of things until the V-Day, which would be the coming of Christ, comes back. And the fullness of the victory is accomplished. You know, you also notice in World War II, from the D-Day to V-Day, or V-Day, D-Day, I forget which one, I think it's D-Day to V-Day, that over that two-year period, actually more troops died in that period of time than even the time had before then. You know, and the way, you know, because the enemy were against their back, you know, and then the Japanese, you know, knew that victory was, you know, was not in their sights, and so they sent kamikaze troops, you know, pilots, and, you know, they would just go on suicide missions, and, you know, and Germany as well, right? All these things begin to happen during that time. And so we can see that the enemy is against the wall, and so he's just going all out. You know, and if you want to see a real living picture of that, in missiology, as we study, you know, missions and study the advancement of the gospel, we have this thing called a 1040 window. You know, and what the 1040 window means is this window of 10 degrees large and 40 degrees by which the religions of the world, you know, the predominant religions of the world, as well as the most unreached people, as well as the highest forms of poverty, you know, and injustice, and, you know, and all these kind of barriers lie in. And it's as if the church, right, the Spirit of God has been, you know, assaulting the kingdom of darkness and pushing it back and pushing it back. And now the enemy is, not to say he's just reserved in that 1040 window, but he has retreated into that 1040 window. Or outside of that, the gospel is quite prevalent, quite strong and whatnot. And so we see this, you know, really being played out, you know, in our missiology as well. It's just really interesting. And so for us, you know, when we really begin to understand this, you know, one of the keys for us to really walk in is to understand our authority, right? Understand that as Christians, right, that God, Jesus has given us that authority, right? It was His to give. He gave it to us. And, you know, and out of that authority, we're supposed to wage our warfare. I think a lot of times the reasons, you know, some of the reasons why we are unsuccessful in some of these ways is, you know, I mean, it's simply because we don't know who we are as children of God. You know, we don't understand that we're, you know, kings and princesses and princes, you know, and a royal priesthood. And we walk around the earth like we're a bunch of paupers, right? Like we're servants. You know, we're not servants. We're sons and daughters. And when you start operating out of that realm, right, you there's this incredible understanding and power and authority that flows through our lives. Actually, Dr. Kraft, who's our speaker in January, he's got a really good book called I Give You Authority, which goes into great detail talking about some of these things that I'm talking about here. And so let's close our eyes today, this morning, and let's just reflect on that, right? Christ has overcome. He disarmed the rulers. You know, and I love the words that Paul uses. He didn't just disarm them. He says he made a public spectacle of them. This is like the picture like in Roman times, you know, when they marched in, you know, after their victory, and they just had all the people that they had conquered and all the spoils of war, and they would march those things right along with it. They made a public spectacle. Jesus made a public spectacle of these demons and the devil whom some of us are afraid of. You know, and the idea in the military was they marched them through, right, to ridicule them, to shame them, but also to tell the people, hey, these guys are nothing, right? We don't need to be afraid of them anymore. And so let's pray today that you would understand your authority in Christ, that Jesus Christ paid with His life and His blood that you may walk in this authority. And then let's begin to yield that authority, to use that to further the kingdom of the gospel. And as Pastor Nate leads us in worship, I just want to encourage you to go before the Lord and pray to that end.
Oh, God.
Let's pray for our community. Let's pray that as a church, each one of us, that we would walk in this authority that God has given to us, and that we will yield this authority in such a way. Let's pray that there would be an authority for healing. Let's pray right now for Xiaoming's dad. You may not know her. She moved to Singapore a little while ago, got married to a guy named Jeffrey, and her father has been having some complications in the hospital. He had a stroke, I believe, a while back, and he's still trying to recover, and things going on in his health. So let's just really pray for her. Let's pray for Kenny's grandmother, who had a blood clot in her intestines. And she's okay now, right, Ken? Right. And so let's continue to pray for her recovery and ask God to really meet with her, and more than anything else, that she would know Jesus through all this. And so let's yield that authority, let's use it that God has given us, and let's pray against disease and sickness. And if you know any other people in our community that are sick or are going through different things in their families, let's pray against that as well. Let's pray. Let's pray a real grace tonight over our house churches. Let's ask God to come and really meet with each one of them. Let's pray for the Causeway Bay House Church and Kennedy Road, Seymour Road, and Kowloon and Robinson Road. Let's ask that in each of these places that the leaders would be anointed, they would walk in their authority, and supernatural things would happen as we gather together throughout the discussion or just the prayer time or meeting together. Let's pray for a real encounter with God tonight in these house churches. Father, we thank you, God, and we just bless you. So our mission focus, let's pray for our ministries here in Hong Kong. Let's ask God to really continue to pour out His Spirit in this place. And let's pray for youth with a mission, and God to continue to bless the base and be with our friends that are out on DTS right now, and just empower them and use them. I believe they're in Korea right now. Let's ask God to really touch them as they minister. Let's pray for Sports Services International as they get ready for the Asian Games, and that their ministry will just really flourish during this season, touching many athletes and their families. Let's pray for face-to-face, and as they get ready for their retreat next week, the Deeper Still Retreat, let's pray that God would really use Jimmy and Grace, and just really a lot of people would just come to know the Father's embrace through that retreat. Let's pray for Zhengshan College and ask God to continue to touch the students at the school and minister through the association. I know they've been in the news a lot, and a lot of things going on. Let's just pray for covering and protection, that God would just really have their way with them. Let's lift up the ministries. And the last thing that we're going to pray this every day until the time, let's pray for our retreat. Let's ask God to come and really empower, and the presence of God would just be so strong that we'd meet together, and God would show up, and we just really be receiving of His grace. Let's pray that our people would sign up and go, and work schedules would be cleared, and God would just really move upon each one of our hearts. Let's pray for our speaker, Stefan Hugo. He's having some trouble getting his China visa, and let's just pray that the government would grant it to him and his team, and as it would come, that the Lord would just really move upon them. And let's just lift up our retreat to the Lord. Lord, we just thank you, God. We bless you, Lord, for loving us so much, God, that, Lord, you don't call us slaves, God. You call us sons and daughters, Lord. And Father, we just pray, God, that we would understand the authority that you've given to each one of us, God, and we would walk in that authority, God. Lord, that we would wreak havoc to the kingdom of darkness with that authority. Lord, even as your word says, the gates of hell, Father God, Lord, cannot withstand, Lord, the church rising forward, Father. And so, Lord, would you come and just minister to us, God? Would you bless our friends, our family members that are sick, Lord, that are in the hospital, going through different things? Lord, just come, God, and just be God in our midst, Lord. We thank you. Bless our house church meetings tonight and our retreat coming up and our building search. And so many things going on at church, God, and we just ask for your hand upon. We thank you so much, God. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.